The children's opera Brundibar is a fable of innocence defeating evil. It was first performed by Jewish children in a Nazi prison camp. In recent years, playwright Tony Kushner teamed up with author Maurice Sendak, who wrote the classic book Where the Wild Things Are, to restage Brundibar. The opera is currently playing at the Berkeley Repertory Theater in California. Judy Campbell reports from member station KQED.
Tony Kushner says Brundibar is a simple story about two kids who live in the country.
And one day their mother wakes up and she's very sick. And they call the doctor in and the doctor says, you have to run into town and get her milk.
Which they do, says Kushner, who adapted the libretto. But the kids don't have any money for the milk. And when they sing for coins, a bully organ grinder, that's Brundibar, drives the kids away.
Little children, how I hate them, how I wish the bedbugs ate them, how their parents overrate them, if they're rude, exterminate them.
Against a magical set designed by Maurice Sendak, which seems to have popped straight out of one of his books, a singing cat, dog, and bird come to the children's aid and convince the village children to skip school and sing in the town square.
Mommy, mommy, milk for mommy, we will form a singing army. Mommy, mommy.
The children raise enough money to buy the milk, and when Brundibar tries to take it away, together the children defeat the bully.
Tyranny, despotism, dictators are defeated not by a single person's action, but by good people banding together as a group. And as a group, you can overcome a stronger adversary. So it's a piece about solidarity.
For help is everywhere, below and in the air.
Zavish ten abu ben valpus mevihrali. Vy hráli proto jen, že jsme se nebali, že jsme se nedali.
Ella Weisberger was 11 when the opera was first performed in the Nazi camp of Terezin. She played the role of the cat.
When we sang, we forgot where we were. We forgot hunger, we forgot all the troubles that we had to go as children through. As Mrs. Nami Rat. That's the victory song.
Terezin was a model ghetto that Nazi officials showed off to visiting dignitaries. Nazis encouraged the opera and featured it in a grand ruse, a propaganda film called The Führer Gives the Jews a City. The opera was sung in Czech, so Weisberger says the Nazis weren't aware that the finale became an explicit song of defiance.
The victory song was for us such a powerful thing to sing that we overcame Hitler, because in our eyes, Brundibar was Hitler. People started to sing with us, clap hands, you know, stomp the feet, and we were repeating the victory song till they said, you have to be by 8 o'clock home, so we had to stop.
The propaganda was well-crafted, but there's an eerie stillness to the children in the audience that hints at the truth.
There were hundreds of children there in the audience, in the big theater. And after their last performance, most of the children were sent to their deaths in gas chambers in Auschwitz.
I can hardly bear to listen to it.
That's Maurice Sendak.
And emotionally, I just break down. But the sound of the children and the melodies in Brundibar, the sweetness of the victory song at the end, which is causing me such pain, because there ain't no such thing as a victory.
All of Sendak's books are, in some way, an attempt to come to terms with the Holocaust. Sendak's parents left Europe for the U.S. before the war, and he grew up under the shadow of family ghosts who didn't escape. But Kushner says both he and Sendak also wanted to rescue the opera from the pall of its history.
We felt very, very strongly that Brundibar was being done a disservice in a way by being seen as only an artifact of the Holocaust, that the terrible circumstances under which it was composed and first staged sort of overwhelmed, as they would, the fact that it's this fantastically great little opera for kids, and it's beautiful.
Kushner and Sendak struggled themselves with how to present the opera. They first produced it in Chicago 2 years ago, but Sendak said he found the production overly sentimental. Kushner, Sendak, and Berkeley Rep artistic director Tony Taccone retooled it and made this production more professional. They decided to use some adult actors instead of an all-kid cast, and Sendak turned the production into a visual feast. The set and costumes are fantastical, the music delightful, innocence triumphs over evil. But as fans of Sendak know, he believes children intuit danger and devastation, and it shouldn't be covered up.
But just in case you should think it were too happy, you know, Tony added the last verse of Brundabar, which says, okay, you think you've won, but, you know, I'll be back again. I'll always come back.
Nothing ever works out neatly. Bullies don't give up completely. One departs, the next appears, and we shall meet again, my dears. Though I go, I won't go far. I'll be back. The Brundabar.
And that's the true ending of the opera. You know, that you have to keep knocking evil on the head every periodically. And God knows I've lived long enough, so I don't believe for a minute that it'll ever end.
And so we end our song.
For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell.
The production will play at the Berkeley Rep through December 28th, and then will travel to New York and New Haven. Our thanks to the National Center for Jewish Film at Brandeis University for providing archival material.